Sales management is broken. In a world where 80% of sales managers lack formal training, most leaders spend their days fighting fires rather than developing people. The fundamental problem? Top salespeople get promoted to management based on selling skills, not leadership abilities. Without proper training, they default to what they know, selling, rather than mastering the distinct art of coaching others to sell. This creates a critical gap between knowing what teams should do and having the tactical skills to develop them effectively. The difference between managing and coaching is profound. Management maintains the status quo through control and direction. Coaching creates new possibilities through collaboration and inquiry. A coach believes the question is the answer, helping people tap into their inner wisdom rather than prescribing solutions. This shift requires overcoming significant barriers, including the confidentiality challenge. Employees rarely feel safe being vulnerable with the person who determines their compensation. Becoming an effective sales coach requires a fundamental shift in mindset built on 6 universal principles. First, make fear your ally. Fear-based decisions create cultures built on consequences rather than possibilities. Fear always concerns negative expectations about the future, not the present. By viewing fear as an emotional feedback loop, coaches can make more rational, present-focused decisions. Second, be present. Most people spend 95% of their time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, points we cannot control. Being fully present during coaching conversations increases energy, reduces stress, and uncovers new possibilities. Third, detach from outcomes. Feeling drained after conversations often indicates attachment to controlling specific results. Common attachments include needing to be right, achieve certain outcomes, or avoid looking bad, all of which create power struggles and lead to micromanagement. The remaining principles, becoming process-driven rather than results-obsessed, embracing creativity, and taking full accountability, complete the mindset shift necessary for exceptional coaching. Even with the right mindset, subtle mistakes can undermine coaching effectiveness. The first is believing the scam: stories, cons, assumptions, meaning, and mindset. These diversionary tactics are ways people con themselves with untruths to justify circumstances and avoid accountability. Common sales team fables include using fear of failure to justify inaction and claiming busyness as an excuse for not creating routines. Another critical error is wanting more for others than they want for themselves. Despite good intentions, pushing your agenda rather than listening to what salespeople truly need creates resistance. Judging rather than coaching blinds you from recognizing individual talents. Making coaching about yourself, worrying about saying the wrong thing or looking bad, is perhaps the most common roadblock. Coaching requires balance between structure and flexibility. Too much rigidity stifles creativity, while too little structure creates unfocused conversations. The LEADS coaching model offers a flexible 5-step process. Listen, hear what's said and unsaid without assumptions. Evoke, ask questions to gain information and clarity. Answer/respond, acknowledge understanding and maintain focus. Discuss, explore situations deeply to uncover root issues. Support, provide resources, observations, challenges, or alternative perspectives. Management conversations and coaching conversations differ fundamentally. Managers typically confront issues directly and offer solutions, while salespeople defend themselves, an approach that merely manages mediocrity rather than creating accountability. In coaching conversations, managers shift from giving directives to facilitating discovery through strategic questioning. When Jerry complained about his overwhelming workload, his manager helped him realize he was trying to fit 17 hours of work into 13-hour days without planning for unexpected events. Through thoughtful questions, Jerry developed a realistic time-blocking system that accounted for unplanned activities. While no one likes being sold to, everyone loves making their own decisions. Enrollment helps managers facilitate positive change by guiding salespeople towards self-directed choices rather than imposing change. This approach is particularly valuable when addressing internal conflicts, communicating policy changes, or requesting behavior adjustments. The six-step enrollment process provides a flexible framework. Get connected with a relevant story, state the possibility using imagine or what if, ask permission for the conversation, take a stand by expressing what you want for the person, have the conversation to deliver your idea, and establish clear next steps. This approach works effectively in written communication too. Frame performance appraisals as growth opportunities rather than evaluations, and position requests for input on company vision as collaborative co-creation rather than directives. The seduction of potential often clouds judgment, causing managers to make decisions based on emotions and hopes rather than facts and evidence. This cognitive bias feels like optimism, making it harder to recognize as a pitfall. Managers frequently become seduced by the potential they believe they see in others. They convince themselves that with more time or resources, underperformers will finally meet expectations. This belief persists even when faced with months of contrary evidence. Studies show that one underperforming employee can reduce team productivity by up to 30% and negatively impact morale across the entire department. The fundamental issue is that managers confuse potential with possibility. Potential exists only in the future, while possibilities are created in the present through concrete actions and measurable results. The solution is having a structured coaching program that holds people accountable daily and weekly with clear metrics and milestones. The ultimate application of sales coaching is creating a systematic approach to developing your entire team. This begins with a 4-week turnaround program for underperforming salespeople that either transforms their performance or clarifies whether they should be let go. The turnaround process includes 7 essential components: consistent priority meetings, clear mutual commitment, accountability with specific measurable objectives, authentic support, strategic questioning, weekly action steps, and a realistic timeline for success. When applied properly, this approach creates remarkable transformations. One VP of sales used this method with a salesperson who'd been struggling for a year. By establishing measurable sales activities and addressing underlying call reluctance through empathetic coaching, the salesperson generated $500,000 in new business within 4 weeks. This approach can be adapted as an ongoing coaching model for all salespeople. Transitioning from manager to executive sales coach won't happen overnight, but this difficulty creates competitive advantage. While the techniques aren't complicated, the real challenge lies in consistently applying them daily. The greatest gift you can give your team isn't answers, it's the space to discover their own solutions. Coaching isn't about fixing people, it's about creating an environment where they can fix themselves. Every time you solve a problem for someone that they could solve themselves, you rob them of growth and create dependency. Begin your coaching journey today. Start small. Transform one conversation this week from telling to asking. Listen more than you speak. Trust that your team members have the answers within them. The path to sales excellence isn't paved with more training manuals or motivational speeches. It's built conversation by conversation, question by question, as you help your people discover their own greatness.